by for Howie Wing, a saga of aviation. Back to Howie Wing. Donna Cavendish, flying from Dallas, Texas to San Antonio with serum for a critically ill child, was forced down at Austin because of bad weather. On the Austin airport, she met Howie Wing and Duke Dinsmore, who'd flown up there on a night cross country. When the transport pilot canceled out his trip, Howie agreed to fly the serum back to Randolph Field, and Donna insisted upon accompanying him. However, in the airport office, Duke was informed by the teletype operator that a message was coming through from Randolph which undoubtedly would order the two flying cadets to remain on the ground. Howie was anxious to get off before the message arrived. Duke refused to read the orders, and Howie took off with Donna. But Duke, still nursing resentment over the reprimand he received, for which he blamed Howie, phoned Buzz Rondell at Randolph, telling him to be on the lookout for the ship. Now, let us pick up Howie and Donna. The young pilot hadn't climbed 100 feet off the ground before he ran into dense, low-hanging clouds. Forced to fly on instruments, he tunes in on the radio range beam, but suddenly the beam fades out, and then the ship goes into a screeching dive.
Howie, what's happening? What's wrong?
Don't get excited.
But the plane!
It's all right.
Do something!
Be still, Donna. We're all right. Just leave everything to me.
We never should have taken off.
Steady now. We're coming out of the dive all right. Boy, oh boy, was that something.
Are we safe now, Howie?
Sure, just relax. You're safe right here as if you were in your own living room.
Well, you certainly are optimistic. Oh, Howie, can't we land? This is terrible, flying around in fog and not knowing where we are. It was crazy of me ever to let you take off.
We'll get through. Now quit worrying.
Howie, please land before the ship goes into another awful dive.
Hey, now relax. I was fooling with the radio and forgot to watch my instruments. I guess I unconsciously shoved the stick forward. Then I had to get back on an even keel by flying with my instruments. It sure is a lot different from flying when you can see the ground.
Howie, please land. You haven't the slightest idea where we are.
Yes, I have. I'm right on the course. Look at that compass in front of you, see? Well, I wish I could pick up that radio range.
Oh, I'm sorry, Howie, for being scared. I'm sure you'll get through all right. I don't want to be a silly, hysterical girl when I know you're having all you can do to handle the plane.
Forget it, Donna. Gosh, I can't figure out why that range faded.
Can you find Randolph Field without the radio?
It would be a lot easier if I could fly right down the beam. I may have to let down through this stuff and fly by contact.
Oh, but Howie, you won't be able to see anything. The fog is right down on the ground.
Well, there's no use sticking up here and overshooting, Randolph. If I can pick up a beam... Hey, wait. It's the range, Donna. It's coming back in. The radio's working.
Yes, I can hear it.
Let's see if we can pick up the identifying signal. I'm sure it must be San Antonio, though. Listen. Hot stuff! That ZN is the identifying signal of the San Antonio range, but we're in the N quadrant.
What does that mean?
It means we're a little west of the on course. I got off the track in the dive. I can't be much off, so I'll turn east a bit.
are we going to know when we're near Randolph Field?
I'll work that out when I get on the course. It's been over 25 minutes since we took off from Austin, so we can't be far from Randolph. Once we hit the... Uh-oh. Hear that, Donna? It's the on-course signal.
But Howie, we're still flying blind and have no way of telling how near we are to Randolph.
Yes, we do. 25 minutes out of Austin, and we should be just about opposite Randolph. You see, Donna, the radio range course runs just west of Randolph. And flying that course for 25 minutes should put us within a few miles of the field. I'm going to let Donna through these clouds.
Oh, be awfully careful.
Keep your eyes open for any lights we might pick up on the ground. We have only 500 feet now, and it won't take long to lose it.
These clouds are awfully thick. I can hardly see the navigation lights on the wingtips.
400 feet and still black as a coal mine.
What if we get right down on the ground and can't see anything?
We're bound to pick up something. Maybe we can catch a flash of the Randolph Beacon. We're still right on the course.
Oh, these clouds would only lighten up.
300 and still plenty of soup.
Don't try to go too low, Howie.
I'm going to dim my board lights so I can see better outside the cockpit.
Still can't see anything but clouds.
200 feet. No let up yet. Boy, this stuff is thick.
Don't get much lower, Howie.
Watch yourself. It won't be long now. 100 feet.
Give it the gun, Howie.
Wait a second. I just saw something. There. Looked like a farmhouse. Uh-oh, what's that?
I can't see anything.
It's the ground.
What are you going to do?
See that? It's the highway to Seguin, and there's the railroad running right alongside of it. I'm going to turn west and pick up Randolph. I know where we are. We're just a bit south of the field. We'll pick it up any second now. We let down, right where the railroad and the highway crosses the on-course range. Boy, what a break. Listen, Donna. You hear that A signal? We've flown into the A quadrant.
Yes, I hear it.
Hot sock. There's the flash of Randolph Beacon. Boy, we've made it. Watch over to your left. It'll come around in a moment and flash. Let's see. By George, that's A stage hangar line. We've made it. Believe it or not, we've made it.
Oh, wonderful, Howie. Oh, yes, I can see the beacon flashing now.
And we're landing. Get set. Brace yourself. We may hit hard.
All right.
Boy, oh boy, am I glad to be on the ground. I always said I'd rather be born lucky than rich. I'll turn off the radio. Good old radio.
Oh, I'll never know how you did it. It was simply marvelous, Howie. I hadn't the slightest idea where we were.
Well, luck, I calls it. Now, look, Donna. I landed on the back area. I didn't want anyone to see you get out of the ship. You climb out, and then I'll taxi the ship over to my hangar on the basic stage.
Yes, Howie.
Just leave the parachute in the seat.
I thought for a while I'd have to use it.
How are you going to get to the hospital?
Oh, I'll walk over to Major Bourienne's and get his car. It won't take 5 minutes from here.
Well, scoot along. I sure hope you get to the hospital in time, Donna.
Something tells me that I will be in time. Howie, you've saved Rosita's life. I know you have.
Well, let's hope the serum gets there in time. But she can thank you if she lives. Well, you better get going. I don't want to keep you here any longer.
Howie, I don't know what to say or how to tell you that. But I think you're... Well...
Gosh, thanks, Donna. But you better beat it. Good luck.
Goodbye, Howie. Thank you.
I'm a dodo, it's a girl. Dinsmore was right. I want to see what this is all about. Say,
You startled me. I didn't...
What's Miss Cavendish?
Oh, Mr. Rondell.
Well, what are you doing flying around at night in an army airplane?
Well, what are you doing driving around the post this time of night? I thought all lower classmen had to be in their rooms after taps.
Yeah, but, well, I couldn't sleep, so... Well, I thought I'd drive around the post.
Mr. Rondell, you can do me a tremendous favor. Would you drive me to Major Bourienne's quarters?
Sure, jump in. We'll be there before you can catch your breath. Here.
Thank you so much.
Well, I sure was surprised to see you.
Yes, no doubt.
Pretty soft taking a little hop at night.
Will you please hurry, Mr. Rondell? It's terribly important.
Sure. Tell me where to go.
Go up to the next street and then drive to the officer's circle. You'll have to go way around to the circle.
Okay. Always glad to help out a beautiful girl in distress. Say, who's the lucky guy who gets to take you up at night?
Really, you wouldn't be interested, I'm sure.
Oh, come on, Miss Cavendish. Who was it? Howie Wing?
Please, Mr. Rondell. Good-looking car you have.
Come on, quit stalling. I won't snitch on Howie. Was it really?
Don't you know that curiosity once killed a cat? I'm sure if you forgot this whole incident, it'd be much better for everyone concerned.
Sure. Sure, I'll forget it. But say, when I get to be an upperclassman, how about taking a ride with me some night? I'm not such a bad guy.
Okay, leave it right there. The mechanics will wheel it in.
Yes, sir.
Who is it? That you, Wing?
Yes, sir. I just came in from Austin.
Well, hurry up and get out of that crate.
Sort of a bad night, isn't it?
Bad night? Of all the brainless dumb acts I've seen pulled around the place, this wins the prize. You mean to tell me you flew in from Austin in this kind of weather?
Yes, I did, Captain.
You and Dinsmore were ordered to stay on the ground at Austin. Did you see those orders?
No, sir, I didn't.
When did you take off?
About 3/4 of an hour ago.
And you didn't get my orders for you to remain in Austin?
Absolutely not, sir.
Did you get a weather report before you took off, Wing?
No, sir, I did not.
Do you mean to tell me that you took off from Austin without getting a weather report?
Yes, sir, I did. I was in a hurry to get back. I'm sorry, sir.
That sorry stuff won't go. You might have washed out a valuable airplane and a pilot along with it. It costs money to train you fellows, and it costs money to build airplanes. You may have overlooked getting a weather report, but I can't overlook such thoughtlessness or stupidity. You're grounded, Wing. You're grounded until I make a thorough investigation. This may mean a faculty board.
Well, will Howie Wing face a faculty board as a result of his disregard of orders? And what will happen now that Buzz Rondell saw Donna Cavendish get out of Howie's ship? Some exciting moments are ahead in the next episode of Howie Wing, A Saga of Aviation.